This is Ethically Speaking, and this week, some ethical election insight from guest Allison Lester.
Election night is on the horizon. Many of the people who are eligible to vote will not show up at the polls. They learn to be apathetic rather than active citizens. I'm a sophomore in high school. I'm working to change apathy into action for the future of America. I'm asking our nation's teachers to give their students a lesson that counteracts the apathy they see around them. Make election work the only homework on November 2nd. If children and teens learn to pay attention to elections now, they'll be more likely to vote in the future. Voting is what every good citizen should do. Students don't have the vote, but they have opinions, observations, and voices. Election work tells students that their ideas are important and that being an active citizen matters. It's not hard to fit the election into school curriculum even before the election. English teachers can help students understand the tools of persuasion used by candidates and in political advertising. The lecture provides the opportunity for students in government and in history classes to understand how democracy works in real life. But even if teachers give election work just on election night, students get interested in watching the results. Television news anchors spend all evening teaching geography, math, and political process. They give state-by-state descriptions of how winners are projected from percentages and teach the difference between popular vote and electoral college. Even how the election is presented on TV can be the basis for election night assignments in art and in English. Students have the responsibility to be active citizens tomorrow, but today, teachers have the responsibility to teach us the importance of being an active citizen. Join the election work movement. Make November 2nd count for all of us.
Ethically Speaking is co-produced by the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.